Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight, a snapshot of what's happening across America and reaction beyond our borders as well. ISIS up to its usual bag of tricks, this time killing an antiquities expert, a professor, an archaeologist beheaded at an ancient site. We've seen in Bangkok that a couple of bombs went off, and luckily most of the people in the area, some of them tourists, were able to dodge the bombs, but they're searching for somebody who had a backpack, dropped the backpack, walked away, showing once again how vulnerable we all are to such things that happen in the world that we live in. And in Bangkok, it was at a shrine. So the search is there for a motive. What's the motive for doing this? Is it connected just purely to hatred and terrorism? Or is it something else? And the Thai police are pretty sure that who they want is the suspect. And it was during rush hour. So in this case, at the one shrine, there were casualties, mass casualties, sadly. I saw this too many times, this video, but 22 people were killed there. And there were a lot of tourists there. When you go to Bangkok, where are you going? You're going to see the shrines. You're going to see the pieces of history. And a lot of people travel there from all over the place, including the United States. A devastatingly brutal attack. In fact, Thailand's recent history has been pretty turbulent, if you think about it. I just had a friend that went to Thailand a couple of months ago and goes every year, and we hold our breath when she says she's leaving. She's going to an elephant reserve, but she still has to stop over in Bangkok, in fact, and we constantly hear of upheaval. And part of this, is it a campaign? Is it what they're seeing is security over there? They're saying that they've got a Muslim insurgency in the southern part of the country, and there's been massive casualties in places where they had never seen it before. So they say clearly there is a call for a separate Muslim state. But the actual tie to who did it, it's still up in the air. But a terrible thing that happened in that city. Terrible, terrible thing. They've got pictures of the guy who dumped the kid, who dumped the backpack, and they're on a manhunt for that person to see if they can keep comparing it to the pictures, etc., and so far have not had any luck in that department. As for the ISIS thing that I mentioned, and here we start with terror, terror, terror at the top of America Tonight. Unusual, we haven't done that lately, but worth mentioning just to remind us that ISIS is still alive and well in this execution in a Syrian city, which is full of ancient monuments and temples. People forget that. So Khalid al-Assad, who is a university professor and a former general manager for museums and antiquities and whatnot, beheaded Tuesday in the public square as people just watched. They just watched, including relatives. They forced relatives to watch this. And if you look at photographs of the ruins of Palmyra It's incredible. In history books, you can easily look that up. A major historical trade route that linked India and China and other areas with the Roman Empire. So much influence coming out of that area. So for this to happen, just absolutely incredible. And, you know, ISIS sees the city. It's a World Heritage Site that goes back 2,000 years. Why ISIS is destroying antiquities? Why are they doing that? More importantly here, it's what they did to this professor, which is, I mean, they're nefarious thugs, but that they've been destroying ancient symbols and relics. And what is that about, just as a show of force and what we can do and everything goes back to dust? I don't know. But temples, historic buildings, monuments have been looted, picked over, crashed, destroyed, you name it, a lot of archaeological sites. And they say it's religious shrines, and that's why they're doing it. They're destroying anything that they think has any kind of meaning in that direction. Again, just a reminder of what lurks not too far under the surface. In the meantime, closer to home, somebody just mentioned this to me the other day, that, you know, it's been 45 years since the Manson murders. 45 years. I read that book, and of course, being too young to really understand that afterwards, understanding it though, because how many times was Manson's name brought up for various reasons, for some of what his followers did or whatnot. But Manson was housed in an area not far from where at one point I lived in my life out of school in California, and people were always talking about Charles Manson. And it makes me wonder, you know, think of what he did 45 years ago. And how, you know, Helter Skelter, the book, that's the book I read, and maybe some of you have read it. And how still, because I guess of, I think of, you know, what happened, the Tate LaBianca murders, the crime scene, all of that, his name has never gone away. I mean, there have been other things that have happened. There have been, unfortunately, terrible things and serial killers and all that kind of stuff, certainly since that date. But 45 years ago, when Sharon Tate, who was 8.5 months pregnant, an actress married to Roman Polanski, stabbed 16 times as she was pleading, for the life of the baby, and of course, it didn't matter. And then the book, and I guess that's why Helter Skelter, the true story of the Manson murders, became so well known. 7 million copies, and it's still the best-selling true crime book, not a novel, true crime book that people still turn to it. And Manson is 80 in November, denied parole 12 times. Next parole hearing, 2027. He'll be 92 years old. Hang with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNlive.com/forum. That's GCNlive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Like that song. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you once again here on America Tonight. Don't forget, 24/7, calorie-free. You can send us your thoughts, americatonight.net, americatonight.net. We cannot get away from the Hillary email thing, blah, blah, blah. I'll keep saying it over and over again. Let's see what October yields. And also what happens on the Democratic side, whether or not there's a big push for Joe Biden or... We keep seeing that Bernie Sanders finds these crowds and people get more excited about Bernie Sanders. But when it comes to what's happening with the Republicans, Trump is just clear of everybody. He's pushed ahead in so many areas that nobody's even tight enough with him, right? So if you look at it, the CNN ORC poll that came out, 24-25%. The nearest people are 10, 11. Jeb Bush keeps tanking down lower and lower and lower. So, I mean, there hasn't been any kind of radical change other than Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson is gaining more ground and continues to gain more ground. So if you're Jeb Bush, what do? If you're Jeb Bush and you're getting pounded by the billionaire businessman, it has to take a little chunk out of your ego because, I mean, this is in his bag. And Donald Trump says that. I'm not a politician. I wasn't asked about pro-life. I wasn't asked questions before. Don't assume, you know, how I feel politically on any of this because I've been a private citizen. I haven't been running for office. And that seems to help him more than anything else. I think big announcement off the political trail is the Navy SEALs saying they're open to women. They're planning to open their elite teams to women who can pass the training rigmarole that you have to go through, which is incredibly difficult. But you had the chief of the of naval operations announce on Tuesday that he and the head of Naval Special Warfare Command believe that if women can pass the six-month basic underwater demolition SEAL training, that they can serve. They say, anyone who meets the standards, we don't care. You can serve. If you can do that and be pushed to the brink of what you have to go through, then we're open to it. And we just saw that it's interesting the timing of this, because you had women, two women that passed the Ranger School. But the debate still is happening as to whether or not you would put a female in that situation. The fact that you had two passing the school is, I mean, unbelievable news. But they are saying at this point, the Army is saying, they're not going to lift the ban on women in frontline combat jobs. So the debate rages there. Ground combat ops closed to women. Even though these two women passed the Ranger tests. That's a great question to debate, a fair or foul. Opening Ranger School to women was part of their assessment for opening all jobs to women. And that's what the other branches are doing as well, trying to decide what they're going to do. And then here's the thing. The question is, what do they have to do to show that they can do the job with the heavy packs, with the no sleep, with the little food, with the incredibly difficult things that you have to do? I mean, you've had almost 300,000 women, believe it or not, deployed in support operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, if you look at the Pentagon statistics. But about 250,000 positions are closed to women out of the possible jobs in active duty, which there's a couple million of those jobs. But the main controversy would have to rest on the role of women in the field, like infantry, special ops, jobs that would mean endurance, strength, primitive field conditions for weeks, months at a time, who knows, torture, unbelievable things. I mean, even the Marine Corps, they've opened their infantry officer course at Quantico to women as part of a test for more than 2 years, but none of the 29 who completed the course have been able to do it. The attrition rate for men is 25%. And if you look at the infantry course for enlisted Marines, 144 women graduated out of 401. The worry in some military circles, although they're very careful not to publicly say it, is that there'd be a lowering of standards, and how effective would the combat be, even with promises, promises, promises. And would it be a distraction if you had females integrated into infantry units in the field? What does that do to your combat power, and is it a distraction to have women in those positions? And I'm going to say that debate is still raging on. I think with the Ranger, the two women that just went through the Ranger course, it's unbelievable that they passed that, and good for them. And that may swing open a few doors because of that. But the Navy SEALs are saying, hey, fine, bring it on. And a very difficult thing to do, what you have to do to become a Navy SEAL. I mean, anybody who can go through that, I agree. Doesn't matter who you are. If you can go through that, welcome to it. The desire has to, I mean, you have to have massive desire to want to do that. Massive desire. You can send me your thoughts or tweet them to me. You can tweet me at Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk, and you can send me what you think about combat and women. Are we really, really ready for that or not? at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Hey, I happen to see this story. I'm going to throw it in here. Where, and we've heard stories like this before, where somebody is, I knew a story about a guy who was a cameraman, was on the sidelines at an NFL game, was smashed into with, somebody was running for a touchdown. And that led to, when he went to the hospital to get checked out, they found that he had a brain tumor. And I just read this story that there's a mother of four who was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence, but now she's actually recovering from brain surgery. So at the end of July, after dropping her kids at daycare, she hit a curb, crashed into a fire hydrant, and she doesn't really even remember doing that. So what happened was they confirmed she blew a 0.0 when she was given a breathalyzer exam. And what happened was she spent a night in jail. Her brother picked her up the next day. Her speech was slurred. She couldn't move, couldn't remember. The family took her to the doctor, and 3 days later, she's having brain surgery. They found a lemon-sized tumor, non-cancerous, but had abnormal cells. So something like that's happening, and they have no idea. They're thinking it's something completely different. Wow. And she was arrested. Oh, can you imagine? Doesn't remember very much about it, which they say, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I mean, this is somebody who... She enlisted in the Navy after September 11th, served 6 years in Naval Intelligence, has 4 children, and, here she was, had this strange thing where she smashed into the curb, and the DUI, they thought DUI, and they said they were waiting on toxicology results, which is normal, and here she has a tumor. A tumor. And if that hadn't happened, would they have known she had a tumor? Probably not. Wow. Unbelievable, isn't it? Unbelievable. All right, Andy Curry in It's Your Business coming up next on America Tonight.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions, so why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Lex is such an expert. Why don't you go and do it yourself? If you know what's best for everybody, why don't you stop talking and help them out?
Shout out to all of you in those nooks and crannies out there listening to us in Sarasota, Florida, and up in New York. Got an interesting note that we'll share in the mailbag from one of my favorite people in New York. But right now, very pleased to welcome to the show Andy Curry, whose really mantra is how you can use PR to position yourself as an expert. And boy, we live in the world of, I think, proving that you're an expert, because there's so much clutter out there. And if you want to cut through the clutter, I think he's absolutely right. He is a best-selling author, and he's an authority on how to use PR to do that positioning again to make yourself an expert. Andy, thanks for hopping on America Tonight.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
So, as I said, I really believe that whatever it is that you do, whatever your niche is, whatever it might be, is because I do a thing called, when I speak, called what's your wow. And the wow factor plays into what you're talking about. What is it that makes you an expert in X, Y, Z? So explain, first of all, explain who it is that you help in finding that niche, that area, that expertise.
You bet, Kate. Well, I help professionals and business owners. When I say professionals, I mean like doctors, attorneys, author speakers, financial professionals. And these are people who want to position themselves as the irrefutable expert and authority in the eyes and ears of their prospects. So these are the ones who want to stand out, who want to get the low-hanging fruit of the business transactions in their market, because they understand the power of being perceived as the expert and authority, and they have more business and ultimately quality prospects to choose from.
Yeah. So in getting there, the steps in getting there, what's one of the first things that people need to do?
Well, one of the first things they need to do is realize that it's possible, because a lot of people are wondering how, you know, so-and-so stands out or whatever, and there's you've got to know that you are newsworthy, and you can make yourself newsworthy and position yourself as an authority. And like what we do is one of the first steps I take is to interview someone to anchor them as their initial spot as an authority. And then I go through and do a coaching session with them. And then I would go to tier two, which would be creating a article with a five-star journalist. Mm-hmm. And then we would syndicate that and get their information on major media like ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, USA Today. And then you can use that positioning as your trump card. That's your ace in the hole.
And you've seen it, right? In all the years that you've been doing this, I'm sure you've seen some massive success. And there is something in the power of that exposure, right?
Oh, it's amazing. Let me give an example. Let's say you were a consultant. Like I spoke with a consultant who is a profit maximizer for businesses. And I was explaining the authority principle to her. And I said, what if a business came to you looking to you for answers, but they were also considering, say, three or four other consultants? They narrowed it down. I said, first of all, how do they know to pick you? And she said, well, I suppose they'll research me. And I said, yes. And I said, where? She said, the internet. And I said, right, because that's where it happens. And I said, what are they finding about you on the internet right now? She said, well, they can see my website and they see I'm different. And I said, well, that's the same thing your competitors are saying. So there was this pause, and she said, yes. And I said, well, what if you were constantly seen, not just once, but constantly on ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, USA Today, and you're a bestseller? Now, if the company was looking at you versus your competitors, and you're the only one that had that going for you, I said, who do you think they would pick? And that's the power of the authority. Because her competitors are saying me too statements. Hey, we do this, we do that. And I said to her, you're doing the same thing. You've got to stand out.
Exactly. I like that. So that's how that's one of the ways you do it, certainly. What are some of the biggest hurdles or maybe some of the misconceptions people have about actually achieving that outcome?
That's a great question. I know we don't have a lot of time, and I can't really list all the obstacles, but I would like to tell you that probably the most major one, and that is not knowing how to stand out. But it's also a misconception thinking that you can't, because you can. Now, I would dare say that 10 out of 10 businesses all do the same marketing. They'll do internet marketing like Google Ads, social media, TV, newspaper, radio, direct mail. And the reason that happens is what everybody does, so everybody does it. They need to be different. And so, like Robert Frost said in his poem, two roads diverged in the wood, and I took the one less traveled, and that has made all the difference. So people aren't seen as the expert or the authority, and I help them solve that problem.
Yeah, and part of that is in exactly what you said, is in their positioning statement, too. So what is it that you're saying this? What is it that makes you unique? You have to really think about it. In other words, you have to go beyond the label. I'm a printer, right? I'm a lawyer. I'm an accountant. There's something else underneath there that makes you different from everybody else in the same field.
Yes, it's good to have what's called a USP, a unique selling proposition, and that helps differentiate yourself. Like if you remember back in the day when Domino's Pizza used to say, we'll deliver your hot, fresh pizza in 30 minutes or less, or it's free. That's called a USP. And the gentleman that started that company with that phrase, that surged him into millionaire status because of that. I don't think they say that anymore because they've had a lot of wrecks. But that's clearly the power of a USP. Now, people have trouble coming up with a good USP. And what's happening is businesses like the consultant I was telling you about, you know, she's saying, well, I'm different. I do this. And I said, well, that's the same thing your competitors are saying. You've got to do more now. You've got to set yourself apart. You have to show that you are the authority, the expert, the go-to person, the guru.
Right. And what does that take? What is it that you have to, you know, roll up your sleeve? You got to figure it out, and that's the deal. In all the years of doing this, what's been the most satisfying thing about it for you?
People feel like they've finally got an answer.
Mm.
And I spoke to a roofing client a couple weeks ago, and because I'm a contributor to Small Business Trendsetters, I was able to get him on there, and we got him on the magazine cover. We got his article syndicated to lots of places, and some of them are major media like ABC and CBS, and he was ecstatic. There's nobody in his market that can say they've been there. And so I'm having a coaching session with him and showing him, okay, here's how you're going to use this. And now he can show all of his new customers, hey, this is where I'm at. Because if you think about it, people who are in the news are the ones who are recognized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're the ones that somebody will go back to, too. That's the other thing about being an expert. If somebody's good and they know what they're talking about, then what happens is, especially the way the media has been pared down now, a lot of times somebody, a producer, a talent, whoever, finds somebody that they like, and they'll go back to that well again and again and again, which only helps the person, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best possible outcome. So when you started down this path, Andy, is this what you thought you were going to do? How'd you end up here?
You know, that's a great question. I, years ago, used to work for my dad in a lumberyard hardware store, and I wasn't happy. I mean, I liked it, but it's not what I wanted to do, and I got interested in marketing. It moved into internet marketing, and then ultimately it moved to this because it's just so fun to help clients, okay, because it's something they want, and it's something I can do for them rather quickly, and it's extremely rewarding because people just get so happy when they see they're on, you know, the major media. And another thing that's really fun to do is to help them become a bestseller. And that's another spoke in the wheel, so to speak. And people just love that because, boy, is that terrific positioning.
Yeah, and then when you go somewhere, anywhere you go, especially if you're a best-selling author, you've got that. You've got that cred. I'm a best-selling author.
Oh, yeah. Here's a great example I like to tell. If you went to a seminar on how to save money on taxes, and there were five speakers, and the first one was seen in ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, USA Today, not just once, but constantly, and they were a bestseller, and you knew it, but the other speakers weren't, who would you pay attention to?
The one that was the bestseller and was seen all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's no question. And the other people could have been great. They could be great. And they could have a lot of content and a lot of important things to say that would be helpful. But there's no question I would be stuffed in the room with everybody else to see the other person.
Oh, yeah. And you know, and you made a good point. Those other speakers, they may be more sharper than the yeah. bestseller person. But the bestseller has the authority.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Andy, how do people find out more about you?
Okay, thanks for asking about that. They can call me at 719-375-3950. They could also email me at andycurrypress@gmail.com. Let me spell that. That's AndyCurryPress, andycurrypress@gmail.com, or at the website at authoritymasters.com.
I like that, authoritymasters.com. Andy, it's been fun having you on the show. We'll have you back on again. Thanks for doing it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Mike C. Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's so lonely here. I can barely stand it. I'm waiting for you to stroke your keys and unload over at gcnlive.com/community. Oh, come on. I know you have things to share. And there's a whole place waiting for you to share them. Light some candles, pour yourself a drink, and get cozy. Log in at gcnlive.com/community. Lots of people are satisfied. Why not satisfy yourself at gcnlive.com/community? I'm waiting. Get out of the friend zone at delicious.com.
America tonight with another edition of We Can Count. So here are the numbers. Well, first of all, I got to ask you this. I don't know how many people saw this. If you haven't seen it, you need to go and check out this video. Here's what the video is. It's a whale, not a whale, it's a shark totally breaching, just missing his food, a seal, and it was caught on video in Cape Cod. It's very rare that you see this. Not rare that this happens with a shark, but breaching in Cape Cod, scary, very close to the beach. And this is part of the reason why they're having problems having to get people out of the water, that kind of thing, because you have these determined great white sharks. It was stunning to see it. I mean, if you just saw this video and you see how close the beach is, it is scary, folks. Anybody's in that water, they clear the water, and they happen to catch that on video, it's wild. So I'm going to say that's the number two. The shark and the seal, and then tons of horrified faces watching it from land who just happened to look up at that second and see that great white breach. This is the kind of stuff you see in the middle of, you know, a body of water somewhere in South Africa. that you see on Shark Week when you've got scientists who are out there and they're trying to lure them in or they're at Seal Island. But it just goes to show you that's what it's about. It's about getting that food and whatever gets in the way. So sorry, too bad. All right, speaking of getting in the way, this is a huge story. It's about the it's about what's happening with Russia. There is a ban on arms shipments, of course, to Iran under international sanctions. Russia is willing to go ahead anyway with a sale, supposedly, of advanced S-300 surface-to-air missiles to Iran. So naturally, the U.S. is objecting to this, saying we're expressing our concern over the reports of this possible sale. Russia, along with the U.S. and others, were party to the Iran nuclear deal, which keeps the arms embargo in place for 5 more years. So the S-300 missile system is not technically forbidden under United Nations sanctions or the nuclear deal, but they don't want that sale to move forward. Are you kidding me? Sure, we will sell you that. Great. It just goes to show you, it doesn't matter. This is what we kept saying about the deal. Doesn't matter, right? All right, the EPA has decided to level oil and gas, the whole industry, with new methane emission regulations. This is what people are all a Twitter about in that industry. And what the EPA is saying is we need to get rid of this. We need to cut methane by 40 to 45% by 2025. We have to do this. So the regulations require that energy producers have to find and repair leaks at oil and gas wells, capture gas that escapes from the wells that uses fracking. That would be a really huge deal. And, you know, these are the rules. So the administration said the rules would apply only to emissions from new or modified natural gas wells, meaning thousands, there's your number, of existing wells wouldn't have to comply. Now, the EPA says it would cost the industry between $320 million and $420 million in 2025. That's how much it would probably cost. So they're saying we have to move forward on this. We have to reduce methane reductions. And then the other things, the other parts of the regulations would just fall into place. Yeah, it never just falls into place, does it? All right, here's a first for you. The White House announced this, but they have hired at the White House the first openly transgender official. Rafi Friedman Gerspan is the name of the person who was hired. On Tuesday, they announced that, and they say it's part of the outreach and recruitment that they're doing, and it's the Office of Personnel. Transgender advocates say she is the first openly transgender to serve in the White House, and previously, Friedman Gerspan was a policy advisor for the National Center for Transgender Equalities, Racial and Economic Justice Initiatives. So Valerie Jarrett says this appointment is the commitment to improving the lives of transgender Americans. It reflects the values of the Obama administration. And they announced it on Tuesday and knew it was happening and made news that way, certainly in the transgender community, who applauded the efforts of the White House to make that move and then to really let the world know, hey, just so you know, here's what we've done. We move from the White House to this crazy story about the Brazilian mixed martial arts fighter who won while not realizing that she was 12 weeks pregnant. Wow. In that cage, pounding somebody back and forth. That's lucky they found out. Her name is Kimberly Nevarez, and she is what they call a straw weight. And she was having trouble dropping weight ahead of her upcoming fight, which went, you know, sent her to a doctor who told her, by the way, you are 6 months pregnant. Said 6 months pregnant. Wow. That is pretty far along. And her boyfriend is also an MMA fighter. So she said she felt sick and tired and blah, 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 and dehydrated. I mean, I wonder why. Because she couldn't shake that weight. She wasn't able to shake the weight. All right, this certainly rocked a lot of people's worlds on Tuesday. The FDA approved a female sex pill, but they put some restrictions on it. You know how men have Viagra. Now, there's a pink pill for women, and the pill is called the Addy. The Food and Drug Administration approved the first prescription drug designed to boost desire in women, which is a milestone because it's been a while since Viagra came about. So the drug's label will have a warning. The most serious of the warnings, you know, they list them all over the place, is alerting doctors and patients that combining the pill with alcohol could cause low blood pressure and fainting, and it can occur when with the drug is when it's mixed with other prescribed medications. Wow. But under this plan, doctors will only be able to prescribe the Addy after completing an online certification test, which means they have to understand what the side effects are. So do you think women are going to rush out and hit up the doctors for this pink pill? I need the pink pill! Here's what I think. I think it'd be harder for women to, especially depending on the doctor, to ask the doctor about it than men to get Viagra. Could be wrong, but I think so. And, you know, the FDA rejected the drug, and here's your numbers, twice, 2010 and 2013, because of the risks, which included the fainting and the dizziness and all of that combined. But they've been pushing for this approval, pushing, and now they have it. And the company that makes it, it's their first and only product. The company has no plans, they say, for advertising. They might not have to. Let's see how brisk the sales are. Can you imagine? They say 8 to 14% of women ages 20 to 49 have the condition where they have low sex drive. Thanks for listening to America Tonight. Awesome job, Nathan Reeder. Rock on, people.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.